Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mercury Morning News. This is Kara Santucci coming to you live from the Student Union here on Radio UTD in Richardson, Texas. We are going to do our best today. We are dealing with some new software here in the Mercury and in Radio UTD. So if you could bear with us, we would really appreciate that. But it's going to be better. It's going to be a good thing, ultimately. And we've got some really exciting stuff going on in the show today. So before we get started, though, we have a couple of events for the week. We have some news that we want y'all to be aware of. So on September 13th, we have Three Goals and Donut Holes. That is an event in the Student Union at 9 a.m. on September 13th. Then we have the Education Abroad Advising, if you're interested in participating in that. It is September 15th at 1 p.m. in SSB 3.400. And finally, if you're looking for something to do on September 14th, there's the McDermott Library Tour at 12 p.m. in the library lobby. We've got a great show for y'all today. It's going to be really exciting. Like we said, bear with us. It's going to be a little bit of a mess at first, but ultimately it'll be a good thing. So to get started, we have a quick audio package. If y'all remember, a few weeks ago, TJ Miller came and visited campus, which was really exciting. And the Mercury got an interview with him before, so we have a little bit of that to play for y'all today. So enjoy.
When I sold my company, Aviata, I wanted to give back. That's why I started this place, to do something big, to make a difference. You know, like Steve.
Jobs or Wozniak? Steve Jobs or Steve?
No, I heard you.
Which one?
Jobs.
That was a clip of comedian TJ Miller from an early episode of the TV show Silicon Valley on HBO. Miller, who has starred in How to Train Your Dragon, Deadpool, and the Emoji Movie, brought his comedy show to campus as a part of Weeks of Welcome on August 30th. The Mercury interviewed Miller to learn more about his rise to fame and his life as a comedian.
So for you, when did it occur to you that you had made it? Like, what was your big break that happened? When you were on the path there?
There's not really a moment where you're like, well, I made it.
Yeah.
People are always like, what was your big break? And the reason saying that my big break is like the thing that I'm doing since I don't know when. Like, Transformers 4, they're like, this is your big break, man. And then, I think lately, it's in the last year or two, I really understood that I am very famous. I'm becoming very famous. And that's been pretty... I'm at a level where, fame is very intrusive and difficult to navigate. I mean, I'm very thankful for all the success.
To read the transcript of the whole interview our graphics editor Chad Austin did with TJ Miller, visit utdmercury.com. All right, I hope y'all enjoyed that. If you missed the TJ Miller show, that's okay. But like we said in that audio package, I will be posting a link to that Q&A that we did a while ago. That was Chad Austin, our graphics editor. He did a great job on that. But if you follow us on Twitter, which is at Merc Morning News, M-E-R-C Morning News, spelled the regular way, we were just about to tweet a link to that. So I know the audio quality was a little fuzzy on that one. It happens, but you got a little taste of what he thinks about fame. And if you want to hear more, either pick up a paper in one of the stands all around campus, or follow us on Twitter. Follow that link and follow us on social media and Facebook and Twitter and everything like that, all the good stuff. This is a good time to mention that it's important to say the views and opinions expressed on this show do not reflect those of Radio UTD, UTD as a whole, the Mercury, anything like that. It is solely of the DJ, which is myself. Don't sue us. The joke will be on you. We have no money. So we've got an exciting show coming up. We're going to have some new music. pulled by our new music director, which is awesome. They have some cool titles. I'm really excited to be able to hear that. We have a audio package on Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston to get a little bit of the student perspective on that and see how UTD students were affected, things like that. If you're interested in learning more about the paper, we have an interview coming up with the editor-in-chief, Miriam Percival, and the managing editor, Ariana Haddon, to talk about where the paper's going, what they think the purpose of the paper is, how you can be more involved, all that good stuff. And got some good music coming up. We got a special segment, a new segment at the end, if time permits. So I hope you all enjoy the show. Reach out to us on Twitter. Stay in touch. We'd love that.
Hi, I'm Miriam Percival, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the Mercury. You're listening to Mercury Morning News here on Radio UTD.
There are things I have done. where you can hear old Ranger bark, barking at that gang cars go ride in the dark. Angel Ranger, how far can you go? Old Gary tracks you down and brings back once more. Rangers and the chickens chasing the neighbor cat, rolling in a field mud, happy as he can get. Angel Ranger, we'll get away. Old Gary will track you down and bring you back again. He sure ain't alone. He said, Ranger, oh Ranger, how far can you go? Old Gary tracks you down and brings you back once more. You're running cause ain't no one at home wants to be part of his own pack. Gary only owns him, he's never had Ranger's back. Ranger, oh Ranger, we're get away, old Gary will track you down and bring you back again. Well, you run until he's too old, or they make a stronger fence. He'll die a free dog on a county road, a fatal accident. How far can you go? Old Gary tracks you down and brings you back once more. And where will your home be if you ever escape his grasp? Tramping through this wide old world, wherever your old free heart's at. Wherever your old free heart's at.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of new music for you on this Tuesday morning. Quick reminder, so we have Sound on Sound Fest coming in November. It's a little bit out, but it's good to start thinking about. The lineup features the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the Shins, Blood Orange, and Electric Wizard, and it's happening at a Renaissance Fair, so that's super exciting. So if you're interested, make sure you keep track of that date. We will also be doing giveaways for Bleachers tickets, Check Check Check, and Deer Hoof this week, so check out the Radio UTD Twitter and Facebook to stay up to date on how to win that information. And one of my favorite events, Karaoke at the Pub, hosted by Radio UTD. It's always fun. It's always funny. On September 27th from, I think, 6 to 9 or 6 to 10. So show up, and we are giving out Arcade Fire tickets. So that is awesome. That's a really good deal, so make sure you show up to that. And we do, this is the first week of programming, which is really exciting, and we're all thrilled to get back on the air, so make sure you're listening and supporting your favorite DJs, all that good stuff. All right, so coming up next, we have, if you picked up the most recent edition of the Mercury, which I know you did, the cover story was about Hurricane Harvey and the impact that it had on some students here on campus. So we took the opportunity to talk to those students, and we will be playing some of their feedback for you guys. Quick reminder, if you do want to join the conversation here at Mercury Morning News, our phone number is 972-883-6305.
Harvey barreled ashore overnight, packing 130 miles. The Category 4 hurricane is the strongest to hit the U.S. in 13 years, making landfall twice.
That this would be the costliest natural disaster in American history.
...240 miles from campus, Hurricane Harvey, which hit land August 25th, impacted students from UTD with ties to the Gulf Coast area. Staff writer Anjali Sundaram has the story.
I've been living in that house for about... well, in the Houston area that's being flooded right now for about 16 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, about 16 years... and everything is just underwater.
That's Bella Goldvarg, a speech pathology sophomore.
The major thing I'm affected by is my grandparents live about 5 minutes away from us. Once they lose electricity, my grandfather is on oxygen right now and is plugged into a wall. So if his oxygen goes out, we're going to be in trouble.
Goldberg heard about the hurricane while she was safe in Dallas.
I'm a very big pessimist. The first thing I thought of was like, oh my gosh, I'm 4 hours away from my family right now, and what if something, God forbid, happens, you know? Saturday and Sunday, I hear a lot more saying like, you know, this is going to be a legit, you know, flooding, storms and everything, and my nerves are starting to go up and up and up, and I keep on asking my parents, like, how are you? What is wrong? And they're like, we lost internet. That's about the worst thing.
Okay.
I was planning on going back. I was planning on going back on Saturday after work, which was finished at 1:30. I was planning on going back, and that's not happening. I want to make sure that I want to still try and see if the roads will be open. I don't know. I didn't realize it would be such a big thing.
Right.
I did not, honestly. Like, I thought it was just another day. It rains all the time in Houston. Like, you know, like the weather in Texas. Wait 20 minutes, it'll change.
Right.
After Friday, moving into Saturday, I started to get more worried because at this point, my mom, she couldn't go home anymore because the area around her was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like, when she looked out of the window, it looked like an ocean around her.
That's Vandana Victor, a neuroscience senior.
And the water is starting to rise close to where I live, and my dad's the only one home. And he tells me when he was coming home that evening that his car got stalled in one of the areas. He was just trying to drive right into the neighborhood.
Right.
But the road leading up to our neighborhood was a little bit too deep. So his car got stuck, and like, it's raining. And so he put his car in neutral, and he's trying to push it onto the side. And at that point, thankfully, like, a neighbor saw it, and they helped him push it to a higher elevation.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, he had to walk home. And when he told me that, and, like, my brother, we got super worried. We're like, oh, great. Okay, so, like, we basically lost a car.
Right.
It got to a point where the families around us, they got evacuated by, like, some, like, government officials. Like, they came with a helicopter and some kind of, like, high-rise vehicle.
Okay.
And they took them away. And my dad was still there, so I was like, he thought that he could just brave it out.
Okay.
But then later that evening, because of that reservoir problem over there, they did a mandatory evacuation. Before, it was voluntary, but then it was mandatory, so they took him and they brought him to a shelter area where he was picked up by a family friend.
Okay.
And at that point, like, I was more relieved. I'm like, okay, he's in a safe place.
Right.
But, like, before, like, my parents, they were both separated into